Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Legislation to crack down on so-called ghost guns moved out of committee and into the Senate. Ghost guns are weapons that can be bought online, assembled at home, and don't have serial numbers. The bill will ban the possession or sale of an unserialized gun. Coloradans would have until next year to get a serial number for a firearm without one. The bill would also ban a device that turns a firearm into a machine gun. The city of Colorado Springs has filed a countersuit against the company that built the new Pikes Peak Summit Complex. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The lawsuit comes about a month after GE Johnson filed a suit claiming the city hasn't paid the full bill for the project. At issue are unanticipated costs due to delays in construction, which the company blames on the city. Neither side will confirm the amount, but court documents show it's at least $1 million over the initial agreement. The countersuit calls GE Johnson's work on a parking lot at the site unacceptable and says the wastewater system isn't up to par. The city also denies responsibility for slowing down the project, calling the initial lawsuit frivolous and groundless. Both entities declined to comment on the pending litigation.
Abigail Beckman reporting. Colorado's attorney general has joined other states in asking for a nationwide recall of some Kia and Hyundai cars. The group sent a letter to federal regulators this week. They say that more than 8 million cars built over the past decade have an engine defect that makes them particularly vulnerable to theft. And a social media challenge has led to increase in thefts. Companies say they're working on releasing software updates that help prevent theft. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado Matters is next.